B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now let's step aside and find out what's brewing with Jen.
All right, we're going to start out in L.A. today, where actor Jack Nicholson, of course, has always been a huge Lakers fan. He's always seen at the games. He was not seen at a game from October 2021 up until three games ago, which I guess we kind of noticed. And then he made like a rare appearance, a public appearance, where he'd been kind of hidden for a while. I don't know. I guess. I mean, he's kind of an odd bird. Anyway, he was at Friday night's game with his 31-year-old son, which was really cool. So he's been to the last three. He's 86 years old. And Kim Kardashian was at the game on Friday night as well, wearing a Jack Nicholson t-shirt. I don't know if they knew that they both were going to be there, but...
What's wrong? New season starts
soon. I don't like her being at the game.
Why?
At all.
At all.
Okay.
And I don't like... That Tristan Thompson stuff's going on, too.
I don't like him.
Well, he's back on the Lakers at the end of the bench. Ugh. So he's on the squad.
Ugh.
Yeah, so they're there. Like, I don't know. And they put one of the kids had on, somebody's kid had on a Tristan Thompson Lakers jersey. So it had to be custom. They don't sell those.
Well, it probably had, yeah, it was probably his, I think it's a daughter. Or, yeah, probably your daughter.
not the kid that's with Khloe. No.
Somebody
else from the Kardashian clan. I don't know. I don't know what them kids. It could have been Courtney's kid for all I know. One of them kids.
Penelope.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either. Oh, I love it that you know
you guys
that.
Are, oh, yeah. My wife this morning goes, hey, new season's coming out soon. I said, I can't wait.
You're the strangest person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So, but it's good that Jack is back.
I don't hate them. It's just odd that you know so much about them.
I just don't have a purpose for them.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. I liked them when they first came out.
Like, I liked her when she first came out.
That's right, me too. That was fantastic filmmaking.
But after a while, see, this is where you go too far once again.
What?
Nothing.
That's a violation.
Wasn't talking about any films. Get it together.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's move on.
What's your second story, Jen?
It's about Josh Allen, who is the Bills quarterback.
Yeah.
He played baseball in high school. Didn't know that. Found that out today. And he did a little bit of batting practice at the Blue Jays. The Yankees were visiting the Blue Jays in Toronto. He and backup quarterback Matt Barkley both invited to take place in a little bit of batting practice before the game. Evidently, they were both pretty good. It ended up being more like a home run derby. And Matt Barkley beat Josh Allen, 5-4.
Former Eagle Matt Barkley.
There you go.
A week before, there was video of him taking softballs.
Yes,
you know, like a softball
pitch.
Home run derby.
Yeah.
He was hitting them not over just the fence that's on the field, like clearing
blasting
everything.
Them. Yeah.
With a softball. That's a long way.
Yeah. Josh Allen, here's my thing about sending these people to the BP thing, right?
He looked like he could swing.
Yeah, he looked like he could swing, like, you know, against nothing. But we know he couldn't hit a curveball. If I'm the team, I don't know how much hard swinging I want my quarterback doing.
Put a hockey player in there. It's actually kind of comical sometimes.
Why, they're bad?
They have different swings.
Oh, do they really?
They can't do
I
much.
Guess that makes sense.
You watch him trying to shoot a basketball.
Is it that
Wolf.
Bad?
Well, I don't know. You saw me shoot one.
You weren't that bad.
What do you mean? You didn't watch Knockout? He was out very early.
I did.
I wasn't out very early. I hung in there.
No, actually, you did hang in there. You survived. You missed a lot, but you survived.
I got the layups. You said you were actually, you were respecting the poise.
The poise. Yeah, because you kept making the layup when other people were smoking the layup.
Well, without poise, you give Joel Embiid some more poise. Now we're in action. The poise is important.
The poise is important.
Now, Dylan didn't have poise when it came down to it.
No.
Oh, poor Dylan.
He didn't have it. Connor did.
Connor did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Connor unfortunately did.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh.
The bro did not.
No, he got knocked out by Bob Cooney's daughter again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
And then when I go to her on the mic, she goes, well, I knocked Jamie out, so I don't care.
That's it.
She didn't care
all
if she
all
won.
She cared about.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I love it.
And then before it was all over, I'm still there. All my showmates left.
That's right.
I got out of there.
We got out. We all left together.
It's a little late.
Me, Hunter, and Broad.
Yeah, it's funny that somebody brings up that you can name, you know, all those Kardashian kids.
Uh-huh.
But you can't name a damn Maroon 5 or an AC/DC song, a Boys to Men song, but you know all the Kardashians.
Thunderstruck.
There you go. AC/DC.
Good for you.
That.
How about
luck?
Another AC/DC?
That wasn't luck. It was a drinking song. Another one?
One more.
Ah, oh, man. Let's get to the next story.
There's two stories.
That's a shame. Huh? We got to get the break.
They have all the drinking songs.
Do they? They do.
Yes.
Thunderstruck is the only one that comes
to mind.
It's
so weird that that would be your drinking song, actually, given their catalog.
You don't know that one, though?
Of course we do.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Of course we do.
What I said,
I can answer all of it because I know.
All night long, you never heard that?
There you go.
You just looked that up.
Yeah, you can't Google it.
My keyboard's over here. Hands are here.
Yeah. All right.
Can you get cute with Cox?
610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hour coming up. We'll continue to take all your reaction. We'll have our question of the day and more because we're going to find out, damn it, what's next with the Sixers if it's the last thing we do here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.